Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. If the name of the game on defense is limiting the number of points you allow the opposing team to score, well, the Patriots are one of the best in the business. After giving up merely a field goal to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers here at Gillette Stadium on Sunday, the Pats are allowing the fewest points per game among all AFC teams. You can be sure that the Pats defense is pleased and proud that its efforts have helped lead the team to a 3-0 start.
The biggest stat to us is, you know, points allowed.
Vince Wilfork and company can't control the schedule. They had no say in the fact that the Pats would open the season against two straight rookie quarterbacks, or that game number three would be against the reeling Josh Freeman and the Bucs. But they certainly can control their preparation during the week and their production on game day, and they're taking matters into their own hands.
Well, we working, man. We come every day, man. We let y'all be the judge of improvements and all that other stuff, man. We just come to work every day, study this tape, man, get the game plan and go in.
Biggest thing is we're just competing. We don't want to let any offense, you know, get advantage on us or get a cheap play or anything like that. Each play is everyone's working hard and we're able to make plays right now.
Few plays are bigger than fourth down stops, and the Pats D was 4-for-4 in that category. The Bucs found themselves in no man's land twice in the second quarter. Too far down the field to punt, too far away to attempt a long field goal. Tommy Kelly said after the game that it's almost like a slap in the face when a team goes for it on fourth down. Well, the Pats defense must have taken it personally, stopping the Bucs, and the Pats offense scored a touchdown on both ensuing drives.
Oh, it's key just to get off the field, and when a team goes for it on fourth down, it's a huge momentum swing no matter what. If they get it, you know, a lot of times, and especially in the situation we had today, it probably would have equal points for them, but for us to turn it around, our offense to capitalize, that's how you stick daggers in teams.
Tampa Bay's going to keep the offense on the field for the moment. Freeman's going to drop back and look to convert. He's looking left. He's throwing it left down. He's out. Incomplete.
There was a real sense after the game that a solid, long week of preparation, including on-field work and extensive film study of the Bucs' offense, paid off. And more of that will be expected of the defense as it gets set to battle some much better offenses and more lethal quarterbacks in the coming weeks.
Yeah, you know, on defense, you want to get out the field as quick as possible. Even with turnover, three and out. So, you know, man, coaches stressed it all week, man. Just get out the field, get out the field. So I guess we did that today.
That felt good. It felt really good as a defense. And hopefully we can just keep that going, you know. It was good. We held our offense down to a few points today, and hopefully we can just keep doing that every week.
Well, there was a high expectation level for the Pats defense coming into this season. After all, Kelly is the only newcomer to the starting lineup. So if carryover in personnel from one season to another has any meaning, this should be an improved defense. A trip to Atlanta next Sunday night will certainly be a big test. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.